You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Building houses on the sand has never been advised, and yet our coastlines are dotted with houses, often the most expensive in the country. This becomes an issue when Mother Nature decides to move that sand around, which is currently the case in Tarawhiti, Gisborne, at their renowned the Wainui Beach, which some residents are having to evacuate their homes as the ocean pulls the foundations out from under them. To find out what can and is being done to combat this, Jack Marshall talked to Amber Dunn, a Gisborne councillor holding a PhD in coastal science and, most importantly, the Grommet Surf Champion of 1995, about what can be done to save our property-laden beaches. First, Councillor Dunn gave us a lowdown on the ocean erosion along Wainui Beach.
We've had probably one of the stormiest autumns and winter. It reminds me of, look, when I was younger, I was a competitive surfer, and the previous event we had was in 94, 95, and that was also an autumn and a winter of just back-to-back really large storms from the south, with waves from the south. And this is kind of what we've seen again this autumn and winter. And in both cases, it's looking like there's a rip current. There's definitely a massive rip current in 94, 95 that just sat in one place and just chews out the beach. We're seeing the same thing today in this problem area. Once that rip's there and they don't move, they just chew out the beach. The houses are so close in this area. The dunes are low and there's just not enough sand in that area when you've got a really stormy couple of seasons.
So this kind of reminds of, you know, just like the parables and, you know, the Bible actually. Don't build your houses on sand. Is this kind of basically what the problem is that we've just built houses where there shouldn't have been houses?
Yes. Yeah, but you could say that to about every coastal region in New Zealand, no doubt, because we built them before we really understood the coastline and how beaches work and how... One of the key things I like to tell people is that sand is meant to move, but we spend all of our time trying to make it stay still. So we're going against the natural mechanism of the coastal environment. And the other key part too is that a beach is only part of a much larger system. Well, Wainui Beach, as an example, the beach exists between the two headlands and sand moves between those two headlands. And the other key parts of the coast is the dunes, the beach, and then you've got the underwater environment under the waves. So they all interconnect and they all have exchanges of sand and energy between them. But we are so fixated just on the sandy part, we forget to see the other really significant parts of the coast. And it's really important to see the whole system, not just a part. So we've got houses on the dunes, and that's causing some of our problems that we're seeing today.
What might the future look like when we're planning our cities and especially, obviously, our coastal areas? How can we take that knowledge of the oceans and coasts working as a system into future planning? Because we've already got houses there. How do we kind of address it going forward?
Very, very good question. We need to be asking ourselves some very big questions when we start talking about how do we mitigate these types of things. I'm very cognizant that we have climate change bearing down on us as well. So you have your what we call short-term storm events, which is what we're seeing at the moment. But you've got larger driving forces like climate change. Sea level is going to rise. And when you factor all of those things into it, we need to factor all of those things into it as we adapt to what we have at the coastline. If we are thinking long-term, then we should be retreating from the coastline. That's a big call. That's a big ask to put on beachfront residents, and I can understand the hesitancy. We are taking it very seriously here in Tairawhiti. We've got a huge coastline. We've got lots of residential homes and public assets and infrastructure in this zone. But the task we have ahead of us is huge.
Well, this is why I really wanted to talk about this story today, because it's only one small area in New Zealand, but you know, New Zealand basically is a coastline, so you really need to take the case of Wainui and the erosion there and then kind of multiply it by all of the coast in New Zealand. So really it's just a perfect picture of what New Zealand's going to be, you know, going forward. So that means really, like, who's going to be paying for the damage that occurred on the Wainui coastline just recently?
Yes, I don't have any specific details in front of me. What I do know is that the beachfront property owners at Wainui pay a targeted rate into a fund for these types of things. So I would assume, but I cannot confirm, that fund is being used in this instance. So those directly affected on the beach are paying.
And so that obviously makes it a lot harder just for anyone to live on the coastline.
Mm-mm. Yeah, well, yeah. Wainui's a very unique beach. I studied it for my master's degree and did a thesis on it. And the more I learnt, the more I just thought, wow, this place is amazing. It's got a very, very wide swell window. So we get waves that come from the southwest right round to north. It's actually why Wainui is one of the best surfing beaches in New Zealand. Our predominant wind is offshore. So you've got maximum exposure to waves and you've got a predominant offshore wind. So you've created an amazing combination for surfing. The New Zealand Coastal Policy Statement that addresses the coast management of the coast specifically now has policies for surf breaks.